O mind, only a brave God-man will change your habits. This is Kabir's Bhajan Mana Reiteri, page 140. How will the thief and the gambler change you? They are the servants of Maya, they who remain intoxicated, full to the brim with hemp, wine, and the narcotic pipe. Mind is involved in the five evil pleasures. Always deeply intoxicated in them, you don't have happiness even in dream, and you remain far from God. Do the simran of the soul, which is the practice of the Vedas, and surely do satsang. The sin of birth will be cut, and your faults will be forgiven. Guru Ramanand attached Kabir in devotion and love, and in that way filled him. Kabir says, "Listen, O saints, the limitless sound is ringing within you. O mind, only a brave God-man will change your habits." Mana Reiteri, page 140.
Man re teri aadat ne koi badle ga hari jaan sur Man re teri aadat ne koi badle ga hari jaan sur Chor juari kya badalengi maya ki majdoor Chor juari kya badalengi maya ki majdoor Banga datura chilam chutra rehe nashe me barpur Man re teri aadat ne koi badalenge hari jaan sur Man re teri aadat ne koi badle ga hare jaan sur Panch vishyo me lat pat raheta sadha matangi chur Panch vishyo me lat pat raheta sada matangi chur In ko suk supne me bhi nahi rehe malik se dur Man re teri aadat ne koi badle ge hari jaan sur Man re teri aadat ne koi badle ga hari jaan sur Surat simrata veda kiriti satsang karo zarur Surat simrata veda kiriti satsang karo zarur Janam janam ki paap katengi ho jayengi maaf kasoor Man re teri aadat ne koi badalenga hari jaan sur Man re teri aadat ne koi Badalega Hare Bhagati Prem Guru Ramanandalai Kabir Kari Bardapura Bhagati Prem Guru Ramanandalai Kabir Kari Bardapura Kahet Kabira Suno Re Santo Baje Anahada Dura Manare Teri Adat Ne Koi Badalega Hare Jana Sura Manare teri adat ne koi badalega hare jana sura.
Guru Ramanand attached to Kabir in devotion and love, and in that way filled him. Kabir says, "Listen, O saints, the limitless sound is ringing within you. O mind, only a brave God-man will change your habits." And our first reading is a darshan of October 2nd, 1982, in Rajasthan. This is called The Defeat of the Mind. And it opens with a disciple speaking to the master, saying, "Something the master said yesterday, I couldn't understand, that someone might try to deceive or play tricks on the master. So I asked Papu how this could be possible, and he told me that it means people crying or showing love in front of the master, and then doing other things when they go away from him. And this hit me very hard, because it's exactly what I do. When I'm away from the master, I've gone off the path. I've used intoxicants. I was dishonest, even with money. And worst of all, I committed adultery. Not once, but many times. I would like to beg Master to please forgive me and not to allow my bad deeds to condemn me to hell, or worse than that, to a life of failure." And Sanchi replies, "My most dear one, this is the benefit of hearing the satsangs of the living Master. The Masters, using parables and stories, tell us that we have all these weaknesses and we should remove them. So after hearing the satsang, we should remove our weaknesses, and lovingly and faithfully we should do the devotion of the master. Once, an initiate of Baba Sawan Singh committed a mistake. So in order to confess his mistake, he blackened his face and put a garland of broken shoes around his neck, and he came to the satsang. When the satsang was about to finish, he stood up and requested Baba Sawan Singh to forgive him because he had committed that mistake. Baba Sawan Singh Ji said, 'Okay, listen to me.' Then he told this story to all the Sangat. Once there was an old woman, and she had a goat and a monkey. Both the animals were her pets. And once that old woman prepared many delicious foods, and before she was going to eat the foods, she thought of going to the market to buy some yogurt. While she was away from the house, what did that monkey do? He went into the kitchen and ate all the food that the lady had made. He even drank the milk, Then he put some of the milk and some of the food on the mouth of that goat, and he removed the rope from the neck of the goat. After some time, when the old woman came back, she didn't find any food in the kitchen. And when she saw that the mouth of the goat was smeared with food and milk, she thought that the goat had finished all the food and had drunk the milk. The monkey, who was very clever, was sitting with his eyes closed, pretending he was doing meditation. So as a result of this, the old woman became upset with the goat and started beating her. She didn't say anything to the monkey because the monkey had successfully played his trick, and she had no doubts about him. A man saw all this drama, and he thought, "Look at the condition of that poor goat. She didn't do anything. It was not her fault. And she did not eat any food, but still she's getting a beating. Whereas the one who is the cause of all this play, the monkey, whose fault it is, and who even enjoyed the food, is now pretending to do the devotion of the Lord. And he is not getting any beating." So the meaning of this is that our mind does all these tricks. Our mind makes all the mistakes, and our body and our soul have to suffer for it. Master Sawan Singh told that person that he was now forgiven and he should not repeat that mistake again. Always, whenever we make mistakes, it is because we obey our mind. It is very good, I appreciate, that you stood up in the Sangat and you confessed your mistake. In this way, you have defeated your mind. Because if you had not confessed in front of the Sangat, your mind would have thought that you had surrendered to him. And that even though he had made so many mistakes, you were not doing anything to embarrass him. Now, when you have confessed this in front of the Master and the Sangat, it is a defeat for your mind. And I hope your mind will not bother you again with that, and you will not repeat those mistakes. Because now he will be afraid that if in future he will do those bad things again, you are going to confess in front of the Sangat. So it is very good, and I appreciate it. And along with this, I would like to advise you that mind is a very swift horse, as Kabir has said. You should always tie it with the rein of Simran. You should always let your mind do Simran so that he may not waver from the path and he may not inspire you to do bad things. Always remember that our mind becomes stronger if we always hide the mistakes which our mind does. If we do not tell others, if we do not confess in front of other people the mistakes that we have done obeying our mind, then our mind will become stronger because he will know that there's no harm in misleading this person because he's not going to talk to anyone about this bad deed. As a result of that, he will not be humiliated. The more we tell people about the mistakes that we make with our minds, the better it is for us. Because if we try to hide the bad mistakes of our mind, he will grow stronger and stronger, and he will think that we have become his slave. Always remember that all the satsangis, whether they commit any mistake, should never forget that someone is looking at them. They should never think that Master is not looking at them. Because when the Master gives the initiation, he takes his seat inside the disciple in the form of the Shabda. And whatever action or thought the disciple is having, Master is fully aware of that. Masters always leave the ropes loose because they always wait for the disciple to come back to the path. They think that the disciple will come to the path today or tomorrow, sooner or later, and that is why they do not pull the rope very soon. But you should not think that they are not aware of our actions and thoughts. Master is aware of every single thought and action that we do. Kabir Sahib says, if anyone commits a sin and hides it, all the sins will come out when the Lord of Judgment will ask about them. Always remember that we can never defy the law of nature. The law of nature is unchangeable, and it always works. We can never defy it. You know that whenever we are doing any good thing, such as giving a donation, we will have our name written down in the temples or churches where we have given the donation, or sometimes we will even have our name published in the newspaper, because we want to tell people that we have done a good thing. But when we commit a sin, when we do something bad, not even the son sits down with his father to consider whether he should do that or not. But we definitely get to suffer the reactions of our bad deeds, just as we get to enjoy the fruits of our good deeds. You know what the sufferings are that we get as a result of the reactions of our bad deeds. We may be born in a poor family. We may not have good health. We may be always suffering from sickness or disease. We may not have a good name. We may not have a sound body or mind or whatever. And what are the fruits or the rewards which we get as the reactions of our good deeds? We may be born in a good family, a rich family. We may have a good body and a good mind. We may have a high position with power, etc. As we enjoy the fruit of our good deeds, we are liable to suffer the reactions of our bad deeds also. All these sufferings and enjoyments are on the physical level only, but in the inner worlds, the negative power has created so many vast hells where impure souls are given punishment. Those punishments cannot be described in words. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, "The sinners earn the bad karmas, and still they cry. Nanak says that they will be churned by the Lord of Judgment as we churn the yogurt." I will tell you a story, an incident I saw with my own eyes. This happened about 35 years ago on the Grand Trunk Road, the longest highway in India. Near Amritsar, a truck hit a couple of camel carts, and three camels died on the spot. One camel did not die there, but his legs were broken. People came there, and they did not bother about the camels. They took care of the people who were on the cart. They took only the people, and they did not pay any attention to the dead camels, or even to the one who was not yet dead. Just imagine, where could that camel go to file a lawsuit for justice? Did he have any mother who could come there to take care of him? He did not have anyone to help him. Not even his owners were worried about him, because they were worried about their own selves. Nobody came there with food for him. Nobody came to help him. Nobody came there to give him any shelter. And after some time, we saw that the crows, who were hovering in the sky, came to eat the dead bodies of the camels. When they saw this camel, who was still alive at that time, they came and tried to take out his eyes. Now, this camel did not have any legs with which he could keep the crows away. He had only his neck. He was waving his neck back and forth to keep the crows away. But he was very hungry and in pain and had no strength. So he could not do that for a very long time. Eventually, the crows took the eyes of that camel, even though he was still alive. So I mean to say that this was the condition of that camel. All those who passed by the spot of the accident said, "See, this is the suffering that one gets because of his bad past karmas. He is alive, he has life in him, but still he cannot ask for help, nor can he be helped, and he cannot even remove the crows which are eating his body." It is possible that before getting the body of the camel, he had the human birth. It is possible that he had been much better off than us. But since he did not do the devotion of Nam and instead did bad karmas, in order to suffer the reactions of that, he got the body of the camel, in which he was not at all happy, and in which his death was very painful. Before that accident, his owners cared for him because he was very useful to them. But after the accident, since he did not remain useful, they didn't pay any attention to him, and he was eaten up while still alive. So when we get the human birth, if we do not utilize it, if we do not do the devotion of the Lord, if we do not take advantage of it, and if we do all sorts of bad karmas, we will definitely get the punishment for it. We will leave off at that point. And this is beginning a talk of Master Kripal's from the September 1970 Satsandesh. The talk is called Protector and Protection. This was also one of the talks in The Night is a Jungle. So Master says, "The festival of Raksha is observed by our Hindu brothers. And the true meaning of Raksha Bandhan is to have good intentions towards someone and be a protection to them in every way, to protect them from difficulties, unhappiness, calamities, etc., or to save them from the force of such occurrences as cannot be prevented. The custom has been upheld in India for many generations, and at the time of wars, for instance, sisters would tie a small token on the wrists of their soldier brothers and whisper the prayer, 'May God protect you.' It is a common custom still continued nowadays, but unfortunately with time it has deteriorated from its true meaning. And we find that when the sister now ties the token, she feeds him some sweetmeat and then expects some money in return. And so the true reason for the custom is lost. What is raksha, or protection? And who can give it wholeheartedly? When a child is born, it has no awareness of anything, but its mother protects it from its birth until it is fully grown. The father is the bread earner, but the mother is the protector. First, for 9, 10 months, she carries the baby in her womb, giving it all her love and attention. Then, when it arrives in the world, she starts to take care of its every need. She keeps him clean, for he is constantly dirtying himself. If he gets wet and there are no more dry clothes, though it be the depth of winter, she will keep him warm on her breast and cover him with her own clothes, oblivious to the danger of catching cold herself. When the child gradually begins to have some awareness of his surroundings, he starts to realize a little of the love of his mother toward him. For the mother first loves the child, not vice versa. The child's love comes in response. And when he learns to love, he is reluctant to leave his mother's lap. She spends her life in worrying about the child, his health, his food, his education, good character, and his future. Everything concerning him is dear to her heart, until he stands on his feet and gets established in life. Even then, her worrying does not cease. You will find that most mothers are like this the whole world over. However, this worldly life is not the true living. We have to be born again, not physically, but into a new and different world. Christ said that unless a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And only after getting this physical form can we get rebirth into the beyond. Just as the mother is the physical protector, it is even more necessary to have a protector through the second or spiritual birth, and on through the spiritual life, until one has grown in awareness and is able to stand upright spiritually. With conditions as they are today, even man's closest ties offer little protection. A brother is not a true brother. A father is not for his son, and the son will do nothing for his father. Even the mother has started cursing her child, who has in turn lost all respect for its mother. It is such a terrible and degraded condition that mankind has sunk into, I feel like weeping. Anyway, one might have the sympathies of a righteous person, but for how long can he protect one? For as long as he stays in this world, not beyond that. And in the process of rebirth, he will be of no avail whatsoever. So, who can protect us in the new world? He who dwells there. The true Raksha Bandhan happens when you have a protector for your soul, who can take care of you in this world and the next, and without whom nothing can be achieved. With all due respect and gratitude to our physical and material protectors, the mother hen sits on her eggs with full concentration so that the chicks will form. When they are fully formed, she conveys to them that they are ready for the world, which is waiting for them with open arms. The sun is shining brightly, the grass is green and fresh, and there is plenty of food to eat. But the chick is in darkness and cannot realize that there is any other state. The mother then has to resort to tapping on the shell with her beak, and on hearing this, he instinctively feels encouraged to do the same from inside, and in a short time he is putting his head into a new atmosphere filled with light and life. Only then does he understand the promise conveyed by his mother. If we want to be born into the new world, we need the help of someone who will not only take us there, but who will protect us to the end of the journey. Do you think this is work for our mother, father, sister, or any friend? No, it's impossible. The whole world is unable to assist you. There is an account of an incident during the life of my master, Baba Sawan Singh Ji, of a woman disciple whose only son was arrested on a false charge of murder and was given the penalty of death by hanging. The session judge presiding over the case was also a disciple, and before the final verdict was concluded, Baba Sawan Singh Ji requested him to help the accused and said, "I know he is innocent and falsely implicated." But the judge disregarded the master's words and gave the death sentence. A few days later, I was present when this same judge came to pay his respects to Hazur. And when the master passed very close to him, without even looking in his direction, he casually said to another person, "I have no need of a judge. I can ask the Lord to do my work." Just then, the mother approached the master and started crying. "He has been sentenced to death," she said. Baba Sawan Singh Ji replied, "Don't worry, you just put in an appeal." It was not the type of case that had the slightest chance through appealing, but on the master's advice, the mother did appeal. And when they re-examined the case, certain facts came to light, and eventually the son was released. So one can see that even when there is no hope in any direction, a true protector can give the maximum help. Frankly, what is a human being's life but a series of interruptions? At each step, there's a barrier. What one wants does not happen. Some people are dying, some are sick, some are in difficulties of various kinds. There are thousands in poverty and in appallingly afflicted conditions. The whole of mankind is lamenting its unhappiness every step of the way. Who is there to give consolation in this world and guidance in the next? Guru Nanak has said on the subject, "O Nanak, break off all connections with the imperfect and search for a perfect master. They will abandon you even while you live, but he will never leave you even after death." Maulana Rumi has also said that one should grasp the coattails of a man who knows the secrets of this world and the beyond. The protection of such a personage cannot be described, but the individuals who experience it hold the knowledge close in their hearts. His single thought is very powerful, for God is superconsciousness. He is a part of the Creator, a drop of the ocean of all light. Remember, with one thought, God created the world. From one, many came into creation. If we, the soul, become the mouthpiece of the oversoul, then how powerful we will be. Our soul, though it is the same as the oversoul, is surrounded by mind and the senses, and is enclosed in the carcass of the physical form. The masters come like motherly hens to foster the children, which is very necessary, for unless they sit at some master's feet and absorb his words, they cannot be reborn. Remember that. Though in the beginning it may be by mere words that the facts of life are conveyed, of a new world more beautiful than this, namely, And, Brahmand, Parbrahmand, and Satlok or Satchkhand. O soul, you are the dweller of that land. Why have you allowed yourself to be captivated here? On hearing the words of the masters, we slowly start thinking, and we want to know what else there is. When the master gives the soul a connection with the beyond, it hears it and responds. There is no way without the Shabd to leave this pot of clay. With repetition or simran, you can achieve single-pointed concentration. And with concentrated attention, dhyan, you will come to a standstill. But Shabd is the only power to take you up into the beyond. The master is that consciousness which has become the mouthpiece of the all consciousness. And his single penetrating glance can lift the consciousness of not only one, but hundreds at one sitting, if necessary. To be connected to such a person is the true Raksha Bandhan. Otherwise, it's merely a worldly custom. And we have been listening to a satsang talk that Sanchi gave here at Sanpani, July 7th of 1980. This is one of the talks in the series of talks that Sanchi gave on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Dass. And this talk was called The Harvest of Nam.
Harim bata agham sunai nanak Harim karte
Guru Ram Dass kehnde hai ki main kisi nu daraun vaste eh gallan nahi likh riha. ਮੇਰੀ ਉਸ ਮਾਲਕ ਤੱਕ ਰਸਾਈ ਹੈ, ਮੈਂ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਦਰਬਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਰਤ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਹੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਭਲੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਦੱਸ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਨਾਟ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਟੂ ਫਰਾਈਟਨ ਪੀਪਲ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਈ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਗੋਡ ਐਂਡ ਆਈ ਸੀ ਦੈਟ ਵਾਟ ਇਜ਼ ਹੈਪਨਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦਾ ਕੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਮੇਕ ਪੀਪਲ ਅੰਡਰਸਟੈਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਨਾਟ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਟੂ ਫਰਾਈਟਨ ਐਨੀ ਵਨ
ਮਹੱਲਾ ਚੌਥਾ ਪੂਰੇ ਗੋਰੇ ਕਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਨ ਮੰਨੇ ਉਹ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਅਗਿਆਨ ਮੁੱਠਾ ਵਿਖ ਮਾਇਆ।
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਸੰਤ ਇਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ, ਹਰ ਇੱਕ ਸੰਤ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਤੋਂ ਵਰਜਿਆ, ਪਾਪਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਵਰਜਿਆ, ਪੈੜੀ ਖੋਟੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਔਰ ਸੋਭਤ ਤੋਂ ਵਰਜਿਆ।
Now Guru Ram Das Ji said that all the saints and masters, those who came on this physical plane, they all told us to refrain, to abstain from criticism. They all told us to stop committing the sins and they all told us to go away from backbiting and the bad deeds.
So aap kehnde agar assi santan da hukm mande hain, santan naal pyar karde hain, unna di aagya da palan karde hain, to sanu is paidi khoti aadat to bachna chahida hai.
So he says that if we love the master, if we love the saints, and if we obey the commandments of the master, then we should definitely refrain from such bad habits.
To guru sahib kehnde hai nindya pali kahun ki nahi manmukh mugd karan muh kaale tan nindaka narke kor pavan.
So guru sahib says that criticism is not good, no matter whose criticism, whom you are criticizing, but still it is not at all good. It only pleases your mind. Those who criticize others, their face will be blackened and they will be sent to hell.
ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਅਗਰ ਮੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਅਮਲ ਕਰੋ।
ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਲਵ ਮੀ obey my follow my teachings or obey my commandments.
ਤੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜੋ ਪੂਰੇ ਗੁਰ ਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਨਦਾਗਾ ਉਹ ਗਿਆਨੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦਾ ਮਨ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਧੋਖਾ ਕਰ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ.
ਸੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇਡ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਡਸਨਟ ਓਬੇ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਂਡਮੈਂਟਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਇਗਨੋਰੈਂਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫੁਲਿਸ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਓਬੇਇੰਗ ਵਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫੋਲੋਇੰਗ ਹਿਸ ਮਾਈਂਡ.
ਉਸੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੂੜੋ ਕਰ ਬੁਝੈ ਅਣਹੋਂਦੇ ਝਗੜੇ ਦਾ ਉਸਦੈ ਗੱਲ ਪਾਇਆ.
ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੰਨਦਾ ਉਹ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਝੂਠ ਨਾਲ ਪਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ, ਝੂਠ ਬੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ, ਝੂਠ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਰੋਜੀ ਰੋਟੀ ਬਣੀ ਬੈਠੀ ਹੈ.
Now he said that those who do not love the perfect masters, do not obey the commandments of the perfect master, he is manmukh and he is always involved in telling lies. He speaks lies, he hears lies and all day long his dealing is with the untruth or the lies.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਨਾ ਮਿੱਠੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਫਿੱਕੀ ਹੈ, ਇਹ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਰਮਾਰਥ ਦੀ ਜੜ ਕੱਟ ਦਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ.
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਸਿਜ਼ਮ ਇਜ਼ ਨੀਦਰ ਸਾਵਰ ਨਾਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਸਵੀਟ ਬਟ ਇਟ ਕੱਟਸ ਦ ਰੂਟ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਸਪਿਰਿਚੁਅਲਿਟੀ.
ਉਹ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਦੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਪਾਪ ਹੈ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਖਾਤੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਮ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੋਣਗੇ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਪੁੰਨ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਜਿਹਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ ਉਸ ਦੇ ਖਾਤੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਮ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੋਣਗੇ.
ਈਵਨ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਟੂ ਹੂਮ ਯੂ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਸਾਈਜ਼ all his bad deeds or all his sins will come into your account and he will get or all your good deeds will be transferred into his accounts.
Oh gal farosi kare bahu teri us da bolya kise na paaya.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਹੁਕਮ ਤਾਂ ਮੰਨਦਾ ਨੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਮਨਮੁਖ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਜਾਣਦਾ ਹੈ, ਬੜੀਆਂ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਗੱਲ ਤੇ ਇਤਬਾਰ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦਾਗਾ.
Now he said that the manmukhs, those who don't obey the commandments of the master, they go and talk a lot, but the pity is that nobody relies on his talking because he is a manmukh.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਐਬਟਾਬਾਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗਏ, ਉੱਥੋਂ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧਕ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਜੀ ਅਨਾਊਂਸਮੈਂਟ ਕਰਾ ਦਈਏ, ਕੋਈ ਇਸ਼ਤਿਹਾਰਬਾਜ਼ੀ ਕਰ ਦਈਏ. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਲੋੜ ਹੈ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਬੜੀ ਅਨਾਊਂਸਮੈਂਟ ਕਰਨਗੇ. ਆਰੀਆ ਸਮਾਜੀ ਔਰ ਅਕਾਲੀਆਂ ਨੇ ਦੋਨੇ ਜੀਪ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਜਿਉਂ ਲਾਊਡ ਸਪੀਕਰ ਧਰਿਆ, ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਫਿਰਨ ਕਿ ਰਾਧਾ ਸਵਾਮੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ, ਉਹਦੀਆਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ 'ਚ ਜਾਦੂ ਹੈ, ਉੱਥੇ ਜਾਇਓ ਨਾ. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਉੱਪਰ ਚੁਬਾਰੇ 'ਤੇ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਜਦ ਥੱਲੇ ਦੀ ਉਹ ਜੀਪ ਗੁਜਰੀ ਸਪੀਕਰ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਸੀ, ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਕਿਉਂ ਬਈ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਅਨਾਊਂਸਮੈਂਟ ਕਰਦੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਉਹਦੇ ਇਤਨਾ ਇਕੱਠ ਹੋਇਆ ਕਿ ਪ੍ਰਬੰਧਕਾਂ ਨੇ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਦਾ ਇੰਤਜ਼ਾਮ ਕੀਤਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਭੀੜੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਸੀਗੀ, ਔਰ ਸਭ ਇਹੀ ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਭਲਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਬੁੜੀਆਂ ਕਹਿਣ ਅਕਾਲੀ ਵੀਰਾਂ ਦਾ ਔਰ ਆਰੀਆ ਸਮਾਜੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਐਸੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਾਏ.
ਵੰਸ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਜੀ ਵੈਂਟ ਟੂ ਐਬਟਾਬਾਦ ਫਾਰ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਆਰਗੇਨਾਈਜ਼ਰਸ ਦ ਡੀਅਰ ਵੰਸ ਆਸਕਡ ਹਿਮ ਇਫ ਦੇ ਕੁਡ put some posters or if they should make some announcements for the satsang so that people may know and they may come. Master Savan Singh ji replied that you don't have to do that because those who are supposed to do this work of letting people know that I am here, they will do that even without your asking. And the same thing happened because the Arya Samajis and the Akalis, those who used to oppose Master Savan Singh a lot, they started criticizing Savan Singh. They had the loudspeakers fitted on the jeeps and they went all around the city saying that don't go to see the master of Radha Swami because he is a magician and he will put a musical instrument on your head and he will win you by his magic, so don't go there. So people out of curiosity went to see Master Savan Singh, and once they came to see Master Savan Singh, they became his. Master Savan Singh, when heard that people were doing this negative publicity, he called the organizers and told them that, do you see that how they are doing the work for you? Master Kripal Singh ji used to say that on that very satsang, the place or the canopy which was set up for the people, that was so full, it was jam-packed, and many people had to stand outside because many more people came than they were expecting, and they all went very happy and they all thanked the Arya Samajis and Akalis, saying that thanks to the brothers Arya Samajis and Akalis who told us about this perfect master.
Oh kar kar handai jyo ram doha ਲਾਗਣ ਉਸ ਨਾਲ ਮੋਹ ਜੋੜੇ ਉਸ ਵਿਲੱਛਣ ਲਾਇਆ।
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਨਿੰਦਕ ਇੱਕ ਥਾਂ ਟੇਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਹਿੰਦਾ, ਉਹ ਘਰ ਘਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਔਰਤ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਪਰਾਏ ਮਰਦਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਤੁਰੀ ਫਿਰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਮਨ ਉਹਦਾ ਅਸ਼ਾਂਤ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਹਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਰਦਾ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਉਹੋ ਜਿਹੀ ਉਹ ਲੱਛਣ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਸੇ
ਦੈਟ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਨ ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ।
ਦ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਕ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਡਸਨਟ ਸਟੇ ਐਟ ਵਨ ਪਲੇਸ, ਹੀ ਗੋਜ਼ ਫਰਮ ਹੋਮ ਟੂ ਹੋਮ, ਫਰਮ ਹਾਊਸ ਟੂ ਹਾਊਸ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਗੋਜ਼ ਔਨ ਕ੍ਰਿਟੀਸਾਈਜ਼ਿੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਐਂਡ ਹਿਸ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਅਨਲੋਇਲ ਵਾਈਫ ਔਰ ਦ ਵਾਈਫ ਔਰ ਦ ਲੇਡੀ ਹੂ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਲੋਇਲ ਟੂ ਹਰ ਹਸਬੈਂਡ ਐਂਡ ਗੋਜ਼ ਫਰਮ ਵਨ ਮੈਨ ਟੂ ਅਨਦਰ, ਹਿਸ ਦ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਕ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ, ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਦ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ ਆਫ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਵੁਮਨ they also get stain and they also are blamed. In the same way, those who go in the company of such critic of the master, they also get blamed, and nobody in the world think or nobody in the world say that they are good.
Gurumukh hoi so alipto varte us da paas chhadde gur paas beh jaaya।
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਪ੍ਰੇਮੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਜਿਹੜੀਆਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ, ਉਸ ਨਿੰਦਕ ਦਾ ਪਰਛਾਵਾਂ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਵੀ ਖੁਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਗੇ, ਉਹਦੀ ਸੰਗਤ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸੋਭਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ।
ਨਾ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਲਵਿੰਗ ਸੋਲਸ ਔਰ ਦ ਡੀਅਰ ਸੋਲਸ ਦੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਈਵਨ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਟੱਚ ਦ ਸ਼ੈਡੋ ਆਫ ਸੱਚ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਕਸ, ਦੇ ਡੋਂਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦੀ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਆਫ ਸੱਚ ਪੀਪਲ, ਐਂਡ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਗਿਵਿੰਗ ਅਪ ਦੀ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਐਂਡ ਫਰੈਂਡਸ਼ਿਪ ਆਫ ਸੱਚ ਪੀਪਲ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਇਨ ਦ ਰਿਫਿਊਜ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਤੁਲਸੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਿੰਦਕ ਨਾਰਾਇਣ ਹੋਈ ਥੋਪੀ ਮੂੰਹ ਨਾ ਦੇਖੋ ਕੋਈ, ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਨਾਰਾਇਣ ਵੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਵੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਬੈਠੋ।
ਤੁਲਸੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਇਵਨ ਇਫ ਗੋਡ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਦ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਕ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਡੋਂਟ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਸੀ ਇਵਨ ਗੋਡ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਦ ਕ੍ਰਿਟਿਕ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ।
ਜੋ ਗੁਰੇ ਗੋਪੀ ਆਪਣਾ ਸੋ ਭਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੰਚ ਹੋ ਓਨ ਲਹਾ ਮੂਲ ਸਭ ਗਵਾਇਆ।
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਲੁਕਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਛੁਪਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਆਦਮੀ ਚੰਗਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਾ।
ਨਾਓ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹਾਈਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਗੁੱਡ।
ਪਹਿਲਾ ਆਗਮ ਨਿਗਮ ਨਾਨਕ ਆਖ ਸੁਣਾਈ, ਪੂਰੇ ਗੁਰ ਕਾ ਬਚਨ ਉੱਪਰ ਆਇਆ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਥੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਵੇਦਾਂ ਸ਼ਾਸਤਰਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ
ਮਸਲਟ ਹੀ ਐਸ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਅਬਵ ਆਲ, ਮਾਸਟਰ ਇਜ਼ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਰ ਦੈਨ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵਰਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਓਬੇਡ, ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵਰਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਐਕਸੈਪਟਡ ਐਸ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟੈਸਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਆਲ।
ਗੁਰ ਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਪਾਵੇ ਗੁਰ ਪੂਰੇ ਕੀ, ਮਨ ਮੁਖਾਂ ਵੇਲਾ ਹੱਥ ਨਾ ਆਇਆ।
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਿ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਅੱਛੀ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਿੰਨੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਕੇ ਲੋਕ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਚਮਕਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਛੀ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਨਮੁੱਖ ਆਦਮੀ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਅੱਛੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਗੀ, ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹ ਉਹਦੇ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਛੁਪਾਉਣ ਦੀ ਕੋਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ।
ਨਾ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਟੂ ਸਿੰਗ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼ ਔਰ ਸਿੰਗ ਦ ਗਲੋਰੀ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ are very pleased when they see that many people come and get benefit from the presence of their master, whereas the manmukhs do not like this. They don't like that their master should be praised and glorified in the world. That is why they always try to hide the teachings of the master, and they always try to hide the master himself.
Maharaj Kripal Singh sache patshah ne khud mere kol eh gal dassi ke mainu koi duniya de vich dilchaspi nahi si gi, sirf hazur saavan da main ਬੋਲ ਪਾਲਿਆ। ਉਹਨੇ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਮੇਰੀ ਤਲੀਮ ਗੁੰਮ ਨਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ।
ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਿੰਘ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਲਾਰਡ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਟੋਲਡ ਮੀ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਇੰਟਰਸਟ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਆਈ ਡਿਡਨਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਇੰਟਰਸਟ ਆਫ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਆਊਟ, ਬਟ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਜਸਟ ਓਬੇਇੰਗ ਦ ਵਰਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ। ਮਾਸਟਰ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਟੋਲਡ ਮੀ ਦੈਟ ਡੋਂਟ ਲੈਟ ਮਾਈ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਹਿਡਨ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ।
ਪੌੜੀ ਸੱਚੇ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਭ ਦੂ ਵੱਡਾ ਹੈ ਸੋ ਲੈ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਟਿੱਕੇ।
ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਡਾ ਹੈ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਦਾਤਾ ਹੈ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਭ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਕੌਣ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਦਿਆ ਕਰੇ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਟਿੱਕ ਲੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ।
ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਰ ਦੈਨ ਆਲ, ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਅਬਵ ਆਲ, ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਗਿਵਰ, ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਡੋਨਰ, ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ, ਬਟ ਹੂ ਕੈਨ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟ ਸੱਚ ਗੋਡ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਹਿਮ? ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਓਨਲੀ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਚੋਜ਼ਨ ਬਾਈ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੈਨ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਡਿਸਾਈਡਸ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਕੰਪਲੀਟ ਨੌਲੇਜ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ, ਗੋਡ ਸ਼ੁੱਡ ਬੀ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ ਇਨ ਹਿਮ, ਓਨਲੀ ਸੱਚ ਅ ਪਰਸਨ ਕੈਨ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟ ਗੋਡ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਹਿਮ, ਅਦਰਵਾਈਜ਼ ਨੋਬਡੀ ਐਲਸ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਦੈਟ।
ਸੋ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਜੇ ਸੱਚ ਤੇ ਆਇੰਦਾ, ਸੱਚ ਸੱਚਾ ਸਤਿਗੁਰ ਕੇ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਹੀ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਕਿ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹੀ ਵੱਡੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਦਾ, ਨਾਮ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਔਰ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਦੋਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਹੋ ਗਏ।
ਗੁਰੂ ਰਾਮਦਾਸ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਅਰਲੀਅਰ ਆਲਸੋ ਆਈ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਟਨੈਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਦੈਟ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਨਾਮ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ, ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਮੈਨੀਫੈਸਟਡ, ਐਂਡ ਨਾਓ ਆਲਸੋ ਆਈ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਬਾਈ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ, both master and god became one.
So
we'll close our satsang with Sanchi's bhajan Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, page 30. My beloved Satguru is unique in this world. He is not the moon nor the sun, neither ocean nor stars can compete with him. The moon is a disgraced sinner. Satguru liberates the sinners. The sun is a sphere of fire. The beloved Satguru is cool. The ocean remains in one place. The Satguru is always everywhere. The stars shine in the distant sky. The Satguru is among us. There is no one in the world like him. He is our unique one. His glory cannot be described. We sacrifice ourselves on him. O Satguru, my wish is to live at your feet. Ajayb says, do your meditation. Satguru is with you. My beloved Satguru is unique in this world. Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, page 30.
Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, Ve Jag Se Niyare Ji, Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, ਜਗ ਸੇ ਨਿਆਰੇ ਜੀ, ਨਾਵੇ ਚੰਦ ਨਾਵੇ ਸੂਰਜ, ਨਾਵੇ ਚੰਦ ਨਾਵੇ ਸੂਰਜ, ਨਾ ਸਗਰ ਨਾ ਤਾਰੇ ਜੀ, ਵੇ ਜਗ ਸੇ ਨਿਆਰੇ ਜੀ, ਮੇਰੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਜੀ, ਵੇ ਜਗ ਸੇ ਨਿਆਰੇ ਜੀ, ਛੰਦ ਏਕ ਖਲਨ ਕੀ ਪਾਪੀ, ਛੰਦ ਏਕ ਖਲਨ ਕੀ ਪਾਪੀ, ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਪਾਪੀ ਤਾਰੇ ਜੀ, ਵੇ ਜਗ ਸੇ ਨਿਆਰੇ ਜੀ, ਮੇਰੇ Satguru Pyare Ji, Vey Jag Se Nyare Ji. Sureja Eka Aag Ka Gola, Sureja Eka Aag Ka Gola, Satguru Sheetal Pyare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji, Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Sagar Rehta Ek Tor Par, Sagar Rehta Ek Tor Par, Satguru Sada Hai Sare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Tare Dura Gagan Me Chamke, Tare Dura Gagan Me Chamke, Satguru Vicha Hamare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Unke Saman Nahi Koi Jag Mein, Unke Saman Nahi Koi Jag Mein, Satguru Eka Hamare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Unki Shobha Navarni Jave, Unki Shobha Navarni Jave, Satguru Parham Vare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Rehne ki hai Icha meri, Rehne ki hai Icha meri, Satguru Charna Tumare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Mere Satguru Pyare Ji, Vey Jag Se Niyare Ji. Kahe Ajaiba वचनात्म करलो कहे अजयबा वचनात्म करलो सतगुरु संग तुम्हारे जी वे जग से न्यारे जी मेरे सतगुरु प्यारे जी वे जग से न्यारे जी
O Satguru, my wish is to live at your feet. Ajayb says, do your meditation. Satguru is with you. My beloved Satguru is unique in this world. May God bless us all.